Reading for May 21st, entitled, Christ Intercedes for You. We have such an high priest, who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary, and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched, and not man. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. The natural eye can never behold the comeliness and beauty of Christ. The inward illumination of the Holy Spirit, revealing to the soul its true hopeless, helpless condition without the mercy and pardon of the sin-bearer, the all-sufficiency of Christ, can alone enable man to discern His infinite mercy, His immeasurable love, benevolence, and glory. No one ever came to our world on such an errand of grace, infinite compassion, and unspeakable love as our Savior, and none ever received such treatment at the hands of fallen man. Ye are not your own, ye are bought with a price. See 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. We are Christ's by creation, His by redemption. He is the only sinless being who endured suffering, shameful humiliation, and rejection in our behalf. Then how should those who become new creatures in Christ Jesus, saved by His merits, conduct themselves before the universe of heaven? Shall they complain? Shall they accuse one another? Would not a meek and submissive spirit be more becoming? Learn of me, said the great teacher, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Shall we reveal this spirit in our characters? Shall we wear His yoke and lift His burdens? Could all see Christ before the throne, waiting for their prayers, waiting for them to surrender their will, to cease their rebellion, and come back to their allegiance to God? In deep penitence, they would pray the Father to forgive their transgression of His law and forgive them for the influence they have exercised in causing others to disregard the law of Jehovah. The confederacies of the enemy's army are triumphing in their delay. Will they longer remain under the condemnation of the law? Or will they stand on the side of Christ and with their influence help the betrayed, rebellious race by their own experimental knowledge? Will they now become co-workers with Jesus Christ, who is making personal intercession for them before the Father? Angels are keeping back the destroying agencies, for they have an intense interest for these rebellious sons, and they want to help them to return to the fold in safety and peace, that they may finally be overcomers and be saved, eternally saved with the family of God in heaven. Taken from Manuscript 29, dated May 21st, 1900, entitled Faithful Stewardship.